当耶稣拣选加利利这些学生的时候
When Jesus picked his students from Galilee
希腊的学者已经有很大的成就了
The Greek scholars had great accomplishment already
犹太的学者有很多很多的成就了
Jewish scholars were well known
我们的主完全把他撇在一边
But our Lord abandoned both schools
借着他道成肉身的智慧把天上带来的信息给了他的加利利的门徒。
As the word became flesh, he brought the heavenly wisdom to the Galileans.
我们感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
那是震动世界的。
And it shaked the world.
改变世界的。
Transformed the world.
把整个人类带到新的盼望中间的。
And brought new hope to humanity.
就是耶稣基督的门徒。
They are the disciples of Jesus Christ.
保罗明白这件事情。
The apostle Paul understood this.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第一章告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he said,
希利尼人是求智慧。
The Greeks sought wisdom.
犹太人是求神迹。
And the Jews miracles.
我们却是传什么？
And we in turn preach.
我们传什么？钉十字架的耶稣
Jesus crucified
我立了心志什么都不知道
I am determined
基督并他钉十字架
Not to know anything except Christ crucified
各个他的十字架
The cross on the Golgotha
对希利尼人是愚拙
Is foolishness to the Greek
对犹太人是软弱
Is weakness to the Jews
里面蕴藏着最高的智慧最大的能力
But it contained the highest wisdom, the greatest power
我曾经用一段的时间深深思想这些话语
I once spent a lot of time thinking about this
我惊奇地发现
I am astonished
耶稣这句话是对全世界文化的挑战
It is a challenge to all the cultures of the world
这个挑战是今天很多神学家自己都没有看见的
Something that many theologians cannot recognize
我们基督教最大的毛病牧师们自卑感没有得到博士不能做牧师做的威风所以一定要拿一个博士才能上台讲
One of our biggest problems is that our pastors want to get a PhD so that they can feel good about themselves
请所有拿博士的人听我这句话
All of you who have PhD listen to me
给你博士的一定是博士
The one who give you the PhD must be a PhD
给你老师博士的一定博士的博士
The one who give your teacher the PhD must be a PhD
第一个给人博士的本身一定不是博士
But the first who give a PhD cannot be a PhD
因为他给你第一个他当当然不是了嘛。
If he gave you the first one, he cannot be the first one.
所以你们追根溯源没有到最原本的地方。
So you have not thought about the source.
真正的智慧不是修为。
The true wisdom is not academic qualification.
真正的修为不一定是学问。
It may not be knowledge.
所以我从二十几岁开始就注意到基督教的神学的时候。
In my 20s, I began to take note of theology.
我决定不注重修为。
I decided not to place emphasis on qualification. When I started the seminary,
我决定起初不发学位。
In the beginning, we had no degrees.
我要让那些来读的人存一个为了学问而来，不是为学位而来。
I want people to come for the knowledge, not for the qualification.
那么你说，唐牧师，后来为什么你的学校也发学位呢
？Well, but later on, you give degrees anyway.
我们有清楚原则以后。才把学位发出去。
We started to give academic qualification after we are clear about the principles.
这个原则我对我的学生讲了几百次了。
I said the principle to my students hundreds of times.
有学问，没有学位，可惜一点点。
If you have knowledge without qualification, a little bit regretful.
有学位，没有学问，害羞一大堆。
But if you have qualification without knowledge, you ought to be very ashamed.
现在你们跟着讲啊，一二三，有学问。哎，你一讲就讲错了。一二三，有学问，没有学位，可惜一点点。但是有学位，没有学问，害羞一大堆。何况你的学位如果是假的
，especially if your qualification is fake，
羞上加羞了。
All the more you should be ashamed。
1968年的时候
，In 1968，
韩国政府找到了这个850个假博士。
The Korean government discovered 850 fake PhDs.
全国的假博士给他找出来。
In the whole country.
其中650个是牧师。
650 were pastors.
基督教的牧师是最多心理有病的人。
Therefore, Christian pastors are the most with psychological problems.
所以如果你要写一本书叫《基督教牧师心理病》。
You can write a book on the problem of Christian pastors.
我可以写几百面出来。
You can write hundreds of pages on it.
我们有很多的自卑感。
We always feel inferior.
我们一定要有一个学位，我们才能站讲台。
We think that we have to have a degree to stand on the pulpit.
在加拿大有一个学校。
In Canada, there is a school.
Primary Bible College.
It's called Primary Bible College.
他们从前派宣教士到全世界去传道。
In the past, they send lots of missionaries all over the world.
发展越来越大，越来越大。
And they get expanding.
他们用很少的钱建了一个3500人的神学院的大礼堂。
They built a hall that could seat 3,500 people.
用很便宜的木头建起来的。
And was built with cheap material.
我自己到那里讲道。
I have preached there before.
我住在他们教授的家里。
And live in the house of the professor.
有一天有一个教授对我说。
And the professor said to me one day.
我现在不一样了。
I'm different now.
他们说你看我有几个学位了。
Hey, Dr. Tong, see, I got these qualifications.
我一面听一面难过。
As I listened to him, I was very sad.
他们后来就是很多的学生为修为而去，不是为学问而去。
Because many students, because of that, go for the qualification, not for the knowledge.
耶稣基督离开世界的时候
，When Jesus Christ left the world,
升到天堂的时候
，ascended,
他的教会还没有设立执事
，His church has no deacon.
他的教会还没有设立长老
，His church has no elders.
还没有设立行政部。
No administration.
我的教会在28年里面变成全印尼最大的礼拜堂。
In my church, in 28 years, it becomes the largest church in Indonesia.
不但如此
，Not only that,
我们派了很多人去传福音。
We send so many evangelists all over the place.
我们做的工作，全印尼的人都承认的。
People recognize it all of Indonesia.
但是我对我的教会说
，But I say to my church,
我们不要注重行政
，Let's not place emphasis on administration.
注重组织。
Or organization,
不要注重修为
or qualifications.
意向在先
for the vision has to come first.
行动在后
then the action will follow.
上帝的呼召在先
the call of God must come first.
顺从在后
and obedience follows.
上帝把意向把呼召给我们了以后
when God gave us His vision and call,
再把应许赐下来
then He gave us His promises.
然后再把使命再赐下来
and then give us the mission.
我们用遵行上帝的使命来领受意向使命给我们的挑战。
We want to be obedient to His mission and receive the challenge of the vision.
然后呢
？And then,
我们的行政是服务这个意向。
The administration is to serve the vision.
我们的组织是跟随这个使命。
Our organization follows the mission.
我们的知识是为了装备我们领受的智慧。
Our knowledge is to equip the wisdom
we receive. 我们的修为是要承认我们是有学问的。
The qualification is a recognition.
这些原理弄清楚了以后。
When we are clear about all these things,
我们教会就照着这原理去发展。
We will then move based on the principles.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们的学生都成为很有学问的人。
Our students are most learned.
当必要的时候，他们可以被承认有学问，有人给他学位，我们可以领受他。
If there is a need, their qualification can be formally recognized.
现在我在预备十个神学博士。
Now I'm preparing 10 of them to have theological PhDs.
不是为了博士而去读博士。
Not for the sake of getting a PhD.
他们真正明白归正神学最深奥的道理。
These are people who understand profound theological knowledge.
我鼓励他们去拿一个学位回来。
I encourage them to get a formal degree.
年轻的时候开始归正福音运动的时候。
When I was young and started the Reform Evangelical Movement.
那些新派的神学家，那些大教会的牧师，他们都轻看我。
Many liberal theologians and pastors of big churches looked down on me.
我忍羞忍辱。
But I bore with all the humiliation.
尽心尽力把工作做好。
And just want to do my best.
我做好的时候呢
？When it is done.
他们亲眼看见我们的成绩。
They witness our results.
亲眼看见我们的果效。
And the fruits of our labor.
我也亲眼看见他们一个一个衰微下。
And also I witness their decline.
一个一个教会衰弱冷淡。甚至关门下去。
One by one, their church became cold. Some even closed down.
现在印尼没有人敢轻看我们。
Now in Indonesia, no one look down on us anymore.
我已经很老了。
I'm very old now.
差不多要见主面的时候。
About to see the Lord.
我对我的学生说。
I say to my students,
不要让人轻看你。
Do not let people look down on you.
不要叫人小看你年轻。
Do not let people look down on your youth.
除了这五件保罗提的以外。你们如果有修为是更好的。
If you have a qualification, you will be better.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是神在我身上给我们奋斗的一个记录。
This is the record of my striving before God.
那么昨天我对大家说，自从神吩咐人侍奉的时候，就把征战的意思 放在他工人的心里面。
Yesterday I told you that when God called you to serve, He gives you the attitude of the battle.
信仰的历史是征战的历史。
The history of our faith is one of battles.
教会的历史是征战的历史。
The history of the church is one filled with battles.
宣教的历史是征战的历史。
The history of the missionary is one of battles.
见证的历史是征战的历史。
The history of the witnesses are one of battles.
主耶稣说：“圣灵降在你们的身上，你们就必。”
Jesus Christ said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power to be my witnesses.
怎样了解这个见证呢?
How do you understand these witnesses?
在神与撒旦的中间, 在中间站在神一边, 见证神来抵挡魔鬼。
It is when you stand between God and Satan, standing on the side of God, witnessing for God against Satan.
这全本圣经给我们看见的真正的现象是如此。
This is the truth seen in the entire Bible.
所以我说初期教会昨天提到的最先的征战，就是在逼迫中间的征战。
So yesterday I said that the early church first challenges was in persecution.
Nero 的逼迫
，the persecution Nero.
Caligula 的逼迫
，Caracura's persecution.
Trajan's 的
Trajan's persecution.
Vespasian 的逼迫
，Vespasian's persecution.
Diocletian 的逼迫
，Diocletian's persecution.
Septimus 的逼迫
，Septimus.
Marcus Aurelius 的逼迫
，and from Marcus Aurelius.
这是许多皇帝。带领大逼迫杀的基督徒有几十万之多。
All these many Roman emperors killed hundreds and thousands of Christians.
感谢上帝。
But we give thanks to God.
有圣灵能力的教会。
The church that has the power of the Holy Spirit.
逼迫之下不但不会灭亡。
Will not be destroyed under persecution.
越来越兴旺下去。
But will continue to grow.